Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you were able to spend these next few minutes with me as we continue on in a message I began yesterday, and that is basically believing and asking for the Lord's help to see ourselves as the Lord sees us, to somehow, through His Spirit of wisdom and revelation, begin to understand and appreciate how wonderfully and fearfully we are made as precious children of God, made in the very image, made in the very likeness of our Creator, our Father. And that He has given us not only privilege, but responsibility to declare to others and to invite others to come into this wonderful experience where all the scars and all the woundings and hurts of living in this world system, that we will find a great and a good shepherd who restores our souls, who delivers us from the pain and the hurts, heals our memories, is able to bind up our broken heart and to bring us into a newness of life. It sounds miraculous because it is. How He works in each one of our lives is truly amazing, and I believe we'll never be tired in eternity sharing our collective stories of what God did in our lives in seemingly impossible situations where we would have been destroyed if except for the hand of God who intervened in our lives. How great is our God! He has not changed. The miracles we see recorded in the pages of God's holy word, He hasn't lost His power. His ear is not heavy that He cannot hear, and His arm is not shortened that it cannot save, beloved. He is Almighty God. He is the El Elyon, the Most High God, who has all power in heaven and earth. And beloved, it's my earnest prayer, it's my desire that you, as a believer, and if you're not, I pray that you will be drawn by the precious Holy Spirit to come into that glorious experience. The devil has so confused and lied and deluded the hearts of so many in the world to think that knowing God and serving God is a dull and joyless experience. There's no fun, and that there's no adventure, that there's no excitement, and that all God wants to do is whack us over the head for misbehavior. That is so far from our Heavenly Father. He loves us, yes. When He needs to, He will chasten us because He loves us so much. He wants to bring the object of His affection, His heart's desire, the apple of His eye. He wants them to be experience His goodness and His blessings, which He only can do when we have His righteousness. Sin is an offense to God. He hates sin. It's what sent Jesus to the cross. And beloved, we need to allow that work to be accomplished in our lives. And we, as believers, when we begin to believe and act on the principles of what the Word tells us, as we begin to see ourselves as God sees us, we can begin to see our dreams and our plans come true. We can see a positive day-to-day living experience that enables us to live content in the knowledge that God really, really cares. He really cares about me. He really cares about you. That God will move in your situation, and He will bring you through every problem, every battle. And you will be able to say, along with the Apostle Paul, "My God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Not just as a positive confession, good as that is, not just as a memorization of Scripture, but out of a deep experiential knowledge that that is in fact true. God's divine laws of prosperity, of richness and fullness are available to every child of God. He set forth dynamic laws that work for our good. He has repeatedly stated in His Word who we are, what we're entitled to, given us great and exceeding precious promises, and if we will hear and obey the end result of our obedience to Him, we will experience His blessings. In order, beloved, for us to grow spiritually, we have to meditate and think on spiritual things. That's what God counseled Joshua to do. In order for us to continue in physical health, we must act on God's promises concerning our physical well-being and begin to think in God's manner of thinking as set forth in the Bible. People who have really started standing on the integrity of God's Word are beginning to experience the strength, the growth, the maturity, and well-being that is theirs as a child of God. You know, one can look at an individual and see where they're coming from almost every time. You can discern where they're at spiritually. Many of God's people have that look of failure, depression, discouragement that it seems to have been their lot in life. But it's not God's will that they live in this condition. You might feel that way yourself as you're listening to me today, but it is God's will that we cast off the works of darkness and begin to accept and believe and confess exactly what God says about us. Acts 10:34 tells us that God is no respecter of persons. Therefore, if some Christians are blessed and are experiencing God's prosperity in their lives, shouldn't all of us know His blessings? And shouldn't all believers have the ability to be content in whatever situation they face? As Paul said, I've learned in whatever situation therewith to be content and to have the confidence that the God that they serve will not leave them, nor will He turn deaf ears to their cries. As we begin to declare and confess the principles, the promises of God's Word, we will begin to think differently. Our attitudes will change. And as our attitudes change, again, remember, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is God will be able to move in our lives exactly as He longs to do. Beloved, I can speak from experience. You know, let me just take a few moments and talk about my experiences in the Lord. And I rarely do this on the broadcast. I'm more interested in preaching the Word, but sometimes it helps. We can benefit by hearing what happened in another person's life. And so let me be as brief as I can. I was raised in a denominational Christian home, and I got to be a teenager when I graduated from high school and was heading on to college. Again, that spirit of rebellion, which, you know, it's sort of part of parcel of being, you know, growing up in your teenage years. And I began to question, I began to doubt everything that I had experienced as far as my religious duties, because that's how I viewed them, as duties. I saw everybody as being hypocritical. They went to church. There was no reality to it. And so when I was 19, I came out to California for the express purpose of establishing residency in California that I could attend the University of California at Berkeley. Now, this was in the 60s. If those of you are old enough, you know what that era was like. Free speech, drugs, the hippie generation was birthed. All the things that were part and parcel of that counterculture, I was very much involved in. I once told a beloved aunt, I said, I'll never be in church again. And I was looking for truth, but I knew it wasn't Christianity. Well, after 10 years, God finally got to me, came back to the Bay Area just for summer. I had been in New Orleans, and through circumstances, I stayed just briefly in the home of a Christian couple who turned out to be Lee and Anna Lacoste, who eventually, that was the brother that Brother Glass mentored, his Timothy, for about 3 years. In the 1 month's time, I was saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, heard the unveiled Christ of the World broadcast with Reverend Neil Glass, heard he was advertising a service, come in and be touched. There was a solemn assembly, and I had done fasting even before I was saved, where there'd be fasting and prayer for the nation. That was the hook that got me in. I saw the power of God. I'd never seen anything like it. I hadn't been in church for over 10 years, and it was wild. I couldn't believe what was going on. I felt the power of God. And within just a few months, Brother Lee and his wife began working. We began attending services. And then, to my astonishment, I had been volunteering cleaning the church. Brother Glass, after a few months, offered me a part-time job in the office. And there I was. I just loved Jesus. And Brother Glass used to tease me. We were married 7 years later in 1980, but I never missed a broadcast. I was so hungry. I told God, I said, God, I really want to grow up fast. And it was a wonderful world. I mean, I had no intention of ever being in ministry. I had no great call of God to preach the gospel, no revelation in the middle of the night. No, I just, you know, let me clean the church. And if I can help in the office, that'd be great. And if I'd have known then that God would have allowed me to carry on the ministry when he took my husband home, that I would have been pastor, that I would minister in service, that I would be on radio for decades preaching the word of God, I would never have believed it. But beloved, I had to deal with a tremendous low sense of self-esteem, of insecurity. That's the last thing I wanted to do, to be in front of people. I remember the first time I led a worship service, because, you know, I was trained, whatever you're asked to do, you do it. I said, I will never do that again. But God has a sense of humor, and Brother Glass just gently tried to encourage me to preach. He wanted me to be on the broadcast, and I said no. And when he had a major heart attack in 84, I had no choice. I remember it was on my birthday, I think 1985, I made my first broadcast. It was like jumping off a diving board into some deep water, and you didn't know how to swim. So what you experience, if God ever touches you, it's just nothing but the grace of God. But out of my own life experience, beloved, I was so insecure. I felt so badly about myself, and it's been a process. He didn't wave a magic wand and all of a sudden, oh, I was composed and I was confident in the Lord. No, it's a gradual process. But if you will hear what I'm sharing with you, if you begin to meditate on the Word of God, if you really begin, and it's not just with your mind, you can affirm it. I affirmed Scripture for years, but I walked in defeat. I didn't walk in the kind of confidence that God has enabled me to walk in now, because I didn't come to I thought it was somehow still about me. It was about my works. It was about my performance. No, beloved, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And that's true for you, brother. It's true for you, sister. Praise God. I feel God stirring up the anointing in many of your lives, that you're going to have the courage, the strength to go forth into your divine destiny, what God has called you to do, to fulfill the dreams and visions that he's placed on your heart. Well, I could go on for an hour, but I have to bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me. More on tomorrow's broadcast, same time, same station. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, God bless you, I love you, and until next time, this is my prayer, that his richest blessings will be yours. Praise God.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.